Welcome to our brief practice of open awareness. So first, settle into a centering present posture. Cushion or chair, do what you need to do. Shrug your shoulders if you need. Wiggle your pelvis, fingers and toes, and try to get centered and aligned so that you're breathing easily and yet feeling a little uplifted, a little sense of dignity or, you know, presence. Okay, so once again, maybe some long inhale exhales to clear the breath. Let's start with a nice full breath in through the nostrils, filling the lungs, pushing into the belly, and then forcing it out gently. Nice long sigh. I'll take maybe two more of those. All the way in, relaxing the chest and belly, letting them fill like a bubble or balloon. And then gentle but full exhale, sighing it all out. All the way. And then one more. Breathing all the way in and noticing there's a pause before you breathe out again. And then sighing it all out. And with that, we can then let our awareness come to rest on the natural rhythm of our breath. Feel our body doing what it will. And try to find that place of sensation where you know you're breathing. Can feel what it's like right now. And let that sensation draw you in. Especially try to find whatever sort of aspects of pleasure, comfort, maybe just the reassurance that it's there, that there's that regular rhythm sustaining your life. And again, remember to be that good mother to yourself or the whisperer to your body, where you're giving yourself permission to be here, letting go of whatever seems to be so important and urgent or wonderful, terrible out there in the world. Owning this moment, this breath, the body that is the basis of everything in your life. Try to feel it, tune into it, don't take it for granted. And as you're tuning in, give yourself permission to rest and refresh in just that experience, being alive here and now. Right, so we're letting go of past and future, good and bad. We're just trying to be in the living, breathing body as it is, bringing a mind clear and calm by working with our distractions, gently returning the mind, working with our dullness, gently uplifting the mind, so taming the busy mind, awakening the dull mind, a breath at a time. Finding that centered place of clarity and calm. And we rein more and more of our attention into it, gathering more and more of our awareness into that centered place, clarity and calm, resting in the breath. Okay, so with your mind more present now, a bit more present, and your attention a bit more centered, now we're going to turn the light of awareness back on itself. And we're going to, while we've been looking at the breathing body or the sensitive body, now we're going to look for the mind that's looking. What's there? What is aware? What's being mindful? Who or what is that? And when we do that, we may begin to first of all find the stuff that's on our mind. There may be clouds of thinking, narrative, flashes of memory or fantasy. There may be winds of emotion or kind of a deeper mood lighting. So, of course, accept all of these, but consider that these, however normal, are not the mind or awareness itself. They're the contents of our mind, the stuff our mind holds and processes. So let's try, if we're looking for our open awareness, our natural awareness, to move through these layers, to uncover the source of them, the space that holds them, the light inside that illumines all the stuff that's floating through our awareness, just as the sky holds and shows the weather. We're trying to not focus on the getting caught up or clingy, reactive to whatever is on our mind. Instead, we're focusing on the clearing, the quieter, more spacious, normally unnoticed space or source of our mind. And we're going to make that our new focus. That's our new home base now. May not be as easy to get our finger on as our breath, but it's there, that glimmer of clarity, inner space that we normally just clutter. And we're going to try to rest more and more so that we can free and clear the mind. We can purge it, give it a chance to let all the content go and just be awareness. So if content comes up, whatever it is, thoughts, feelings, consider them distractions. And as with the breath, we're just going to let go of those distractions and return now to the sheer mind, the natural mind, primal mind. Okay, and if we start to get dull as we let stuff out of our mind, we want to make that extra effort as soon as we notice to energize awareness and be sure we're tuning in to awareness with clarity. So it's like that special quality of light in a clearing in the forest or somewhere where we really appreciate what it means to be aware. Right, so we're trying to tune into the space of awareness within us, the sky of the mind, if you will. We're using our mindfulness to rein the mind back from stuff that's distraction. We're using awareness to lift the mind up from dullness. So we're getting calmer and clearer in our awareness. If for some reason you get really lost in that, caught up in thoughts or really sleepy, you can always go back to the breath to refresh your focus and then turn the focus back on mind. So with this practice of open awareness, we're trying as much as possible to learn how to immerse our attention in the field of awareness. We're trying to reverse the normal tendency of our lives to get all caught up and overly tangled and invested in stuff, busyness, mental activity. And we're going to give that our mind that freedom and that break and the clearing that allows it to find its full potential and to work smoothly and optimally. All right, so when we find that field of awareness, we're trying to really lean into it, sink into it, melt into it, whatever. Really get acquainted with it and close. And when we feel a little bit more of that inner space, we can also practice stretching it. or we can realize that that space is kind of infinite in a way, and that we can imagine the space of our mind, the capacity for us to contain experience, reality, as wide as possible, as wide as the universe. And we're letting all the things that might be on our mind or might be out there just flow through that space of awareness, that open field, without getting caught up with clinging, without reacting aversively. I don't like it. Just as the sky filters all weather, whatever it is, beautiful, brilliant day to hurricane, sky's always there. Okay, so let's sit together for some moments in this practice of open awareness. We're trying to make ourselves at home in the vastness and unbounded openness of our minds. However much you can taste of that space or light inside you, please remember that it's always there and that it's endless. It can go deeper and deeper and wider, no matter how cluttered or busy your mind, it's always there holding and illumining everything. So when you're ready, slowly return from the awareness to find your breath. Okay, feel your way back into your body as a living, breathing thing. Feel your way back to your outer physical form. Once again, feel your clothing, the air around you, whatever sounds sense the room. And at your own pace, open your eyes while trying to make an intention to savor that experience, that inner space of awareness, and to find that space of open awareness when you need fresh perspective, when you need to bring your full clarity of mind to the buzzing, blooming confusion of our everyday life.